Hello and welcome to this week's Innovation Forum Briefing. I'm Ian Welsh. We're slightly changing the format of the briefing for the next few weeks. It's a busy time for the Innovation Forum team with our conference season and webinar series running through to the end of June. The briefing where we'll have all the detail of what's coming up and who's involved. On 12th and 13th of June, Innovation Forum will be in Amsterdam once again, this time for our Scope 3 Forum. This will be the first time we've had this event in Europe in person. Our aim is to have discussion to enable business to tackle supply chain, greenhouse gas emissions, deliver on climate targets and establish the path to net zero. The focus throughout will be on the practical steps businesses can take to engage their key stakeholders and help them decarbonise their operations. As an example of the practical conversation that will take place across the event, in a plenary on the opening morning of the conference, we will discuss how to navigate climate policy and regulatory risks to integrate tackling Scope 3 into business strategy. Our corporate panel will talk about what a proactive business response to incoming legislation looks like, how they will work with their suppliers to collectively comply with evolving regulation, and outline some practical examples of how to maximise the benefits from mandatory disclosure and action. Across the 2 days, we will have case studies and insights in a variety of session formats and discussions designed to develop practical action points. And among expert panellists already confirmed to attend are senior representatives of Coca-Cola Euro-Pacific Partners, Henkel, H&M Group, Nokia, PepsiCo and Yara. And now is a good time to reserve your place to join them, as 2 day conference passes are available with a €300 discount for anyone registering before close of business on Friday 29th of March. I do hope you can join us in Amsterdam. As I mentioned earlier, we have a number of interesting free-to-attend webinars coming up the next few weeks. To find out a bit more, I spoke with my colleague, Diana Kim. Okay, we've got some webinars coming up in April. First of these, looking at financial risks and opportunities in developing a low-carbon future. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so we'll be bringing together international stakeholders to discuss the financial risks and emerging opportunities that current actions to transition to a low carbon future will bring.
Yes, and it's following up a new analysis from Orbitas, an initiative of climate advisors. So we're going to have some case studies, aren't we?
Yeah, so this is going to be a Brazilian agribusiness case study where we'll discover new analysis on where and who will be successful in Brazil's soy and cattle sectors under different climate scenarios, and to hear from the producers, traders, buyers, and investors collaborating to drive transformation.
So it's going to be on the afternoon UK time of April the 30th. So who will be able to join us, Diana?
Just like all of our webinars, this event will be hosted in English. The recording will be shared afterwards to all registrants. So for those where English isn't their first language, they can tune in afterwards in detail. But being a case study on Brazil, we will be providing live Portuguese translation. So we encourage everyone to join the conversation.
That's right. As ever, we'll be hosting the webinar in English, and the recording will be shared with everybody afterwards. But as this is a Brazilian case study, we will have live Portuguese translation. Okay, registration is open and there is a link in the podcast description. We have also coming up in the second half of April a webinar looking at sustainable crop nutrition. What more can you tell us about that, Diana?
Yes, so this webinar will be hosted in partnership with Yara International, a Norway-based fertilizer company. We'll be delving into the role of fertilizers in regenerative agriculture, which is the buzzword lately, with a significant role to play in safeguarding food security and sustainable nutrition. And central to this approach is the strategic utilization of fertilizers.
Tell me a bit more about sustainable crop nutrition. It's something that we've been talking about a fair bit at Innovation Forum in the past 18 months or so. What more can you tell us?
Fertilizers have historically been associated with environmental harm. When strategically integrated within regenerative practices, they can foster soil health and bolster nutrient cycles, leading to resilient yields and food security. So in this webinar, we'll discuss which and how fertilizers can be employed within a regenerative farming approach and the ecological benefits that a sustainable use of certain fertilizers can help to achieve.
Okay, and registration will be opening soon, so be on the lookout for those. Thanks very much, Diana.
Thank you.
Full details of how to join the webinars or to reserve your place at the Scope 3 Innovation Forum in Amsterdam in June at the best possible price are available on the Innovation Forum website. There are some links in the podcast description. The briefing will be back in a couple of weeks, and do look out as ever for the weekly podcast on Thursday, featuring the latest in our conversations about the European Union deforestation regulation and its implications with the CEO of the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil and the Chief Sustainability Officer at Oil Palm Business, Musa Mass. But that's it for now. I've been Ian Welsh, and goodbye.